I'm Hugh Craddock from a caseworker with the Open Spaces Society. I joined the society a little over 3 years ago. And I, as you might imagine, I do casework on commons, on town or village greens, and on rights of way, which means providing advice to our members on those issues and also developing our policy. In most cases, the work of a case officer is to respond to requests from members for advice on particular circumstances. And those requests will typically relate to circumstances which are a bit out of the ordinary. So there's lots of advice and guidance available to our members and indeed to the public generally on pursuing their entitlements and rights as regards access in the countryside. For example, there is guidance on trying to get an order made to record a path as a public right of way. And there is guidance on how to oppose a diversion to a public right of way. But sometimes circumstances may be unusual and perhaps they're not covered by the guidance, or it's not clear how the guidance applies to those circumstances, and people will ask us for advice. And that's how we will respond, by attempting to interpret the guidance, the legislation in those particular circumstances. We also have a role in actually writing guidance. So the Society publishes a number of information sheets which are available on our website, which explain what people's rights are, how to deal with particular situations.
Do you think that the role of the Open Spaces Society will change and adapt in the future, and do you have any thoughts on how that might be?
I'm sure it will change and adapt. All organisations have to do that to remain alert. But I've no doubt that we will still be concerned with all of those things that we are concerned with now, and at least so far as commons are concerned, with, have been involved with since our founding in 1865. There's no doubt in my mind that commons will still be incredibly important places for recreation, for wildlife, for agriculture, for their place in the landscape and public amenity in 100 years' time. And so too will rights of way and open spaces be important for public recreation, perhaps more so.